Good afternoon. This is a twofer day.
This is a twofer. Special
epiphany, a present to everyone.
We've had an epiphany.
I'm shocked and surprised that this rally that we talked about this morning surged the barricades and they stormed the Capitol, and apparently one woman has been shot. I don't know what else beyond that, except for like they just took Trump seriously. And now he recently tweeted like, "Hey, let's be peaceful." Like I could tell his heart's in it.
Yeah.
Sorry to laugh about it. It's just the absurdity is funny. The reality is just not funny.
No.
But
well, and you know, it it sucks to be right. you know, I mean, you and I have been saying and getting shit for, you know, being pessimistic and being grumpy and not jumping on the, hey, everything's going to be fine. Yeah, Trump's kind of silly, but, you know, there's going to be a peaceful transition of power bandwagon. And, you know, here we are, right? And you know, my bet is that there's a very decent chance that within a little bit, he's going to declare martial law. And then he's going to say, well, we can't, you know, we can't have this vote in Congress because there's too much violence in the streets. And, you know, and here we go, folks. I mean, it just, you know, I was talking to Reverend Gregory here a few minutes ago, and this phenomenon of when you're dealing with somebody who is a psychotic monster, and this idea of, oh, we can keep poking the bear, but we have the bear under control, right? And, you know, Ted Cruz, all these people, oh, yeah, we can put on this political theater, right? How many times have we heard that over the last 3 months? Oh, this is just political theater. And then suddenly you're in a fucking coup.
it's only political theater if everyone agrees that it's an act. Right. It's like the way that Republicans will use abortion. And then when an abortion doctor gets murdered, people are like, what? Well, if you literally believe it's murder, that's a logical conclusion. Like if, you know, this is just what happens if you take Trump seriously. This is what happens. You know who takes Trump seriously? He does. And people right. And so this is like normal politics works if you're assuming that there's enough will to stop someone, which the Republican Party has shown that it does not have that will.
No.
And that the person has a sense of remorse and conscience to stop from doing something really stupid. Like I really honestly in every level believe that Trump would not care if the Capitol burned down as long as it added to his prestige or gave legitimacy to his name or gave him some sort of power. And so like it's within his legal authority at a certain level and just to declare martial law. If he gets his way and there's enough protests that break out from this that spiral, he can why wouldn't he? Yeah. As long as he feels like there's enough for him to get away with it and that no one will actually stop him. It's really at a point where, as an anarchist, they hate, like the military or something, or the police have to stop Trump at this point.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that, you know, is obvious, but needs to be said and is being pasted all across social media by anyone who is not white, is that if this was a Black Lives Matter protest, were Black people, I mean, we would be stacking bodies right now. I mean, there would just be automatic weapons fire. You know, having been to protests, you know, all summer, you know, when the National Guard came out in Minnesota here, the first place they went to was the Capitol. And there were tanks surrounding the Minnesota State Capitol for months. Right. And you look at these pictures of DC and they had one of those nice little foldable fence things and like, you know, three guys with those little green vests on. I mean, that's who was protecting the Capitol. And what this has to do with, right, is that it's white people on both sides. Right. And so this is peak whiteness.
Yeah.
This is peak whiteness.
if we knew yesterday, like, so they've known that Trump's going to have a rally. We kind of know what could happen. If they had known ahead of time that it was a large Black Lives Matter gathering, there's no way in hell they would have made it into the Capitol.
No way in hell.
I mean, the response, like, there's actually was a police response and someone got shot. That I hate to say this, my first response is like, well, good for them. They're willing to shoot up what I'm assuming is a white Trump position. Well, we don't know.
Well, or maybe, yeah, we don't know who shot who, but
I don't know. I don't know that. I'm curious is how many of those protesters have guns, because that's a common feature. I know most of them are maskless, or a significant number of them.
Oh, yeah. Now they're totally maskless.
I don't know how many gun toters there are, which is, again, this other thing. Like, we assume that if there's a Trump rally, there's going to be people with guns, and that somehow that's protected. But if the Black Lives Matter protests, if any of the ones I was at, we would have had guns, people would have had guns, it would not have gone well.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, and so I think that the confluence of not only this election, but now what has happened in Georgia, both in the presidential election and then last night, you know, we really see that this is this, who knows if it's the last gasp, but it is certainly a gasp of maintaining white supremacy. And, you know, what we were talking about this morning in terms of, right, who were the citizens when this country was started? The citizens were white men with property. And that's who this was created for.
Yeah.
And what, you know, what Trump and his ilk, and look, folks, if you don't know that Trump has been a total fucking racist forever, you know,
it's on record all the way back into the 80s. It's not like some sort of hit COVID tape.
You know, kicking Black people out of his buildings, the Central Park Five. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And what these white people, who again, people are like, well, people are very angry. Okay. The question is, what are they angry about? And what these white people are angry about is they have been fed this myth of white supremacy. And what they now see, and again, what I think Georgia is so significant, what Georgia proves is that, you know, that kind of whiteness is over. And if you can manage to organize and get out the vote, and people come to the polls, and you can't somehow take them off the rolls and suppress them, you know, your nice white candidates are going to lose. And that is what has ignited this powder keg.
I just want to read some of the latest.
Yeah, very happy to see all of you. Thanks for being here with us in solidarity at this crazy time. I told you 2021 was going to be so much better than 2020. Everything was going to be fine.
And we're just starting.
Yeah.
So just some transcripts from what I'm reading from the Washington Post, which is the first thing that came up. I'm not in love with that. But they, people are, there's hundreds that have broken through. Shouting four more years. One woman is saying, this is history. This is what the media doesn't understand. We're here to make history. That's a terrifying statement. No. You know, they're someone shouting, if you're not serious about storming the Capitol, get out of here. And so they broke through. And so it's, I have no idea like how long it'll be before we know what's going on inside there. It makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
People trying to cover up what happens. Nervous about that. But here's some comments. Just Vershaw wants a t-shirt with Daniel's face that says it sucks to be right. Some merch idea. That's a way to make a bunch of money.
There we go.
A lot of comments about wishing that you know, Medina captures this sentiment. I have so wanted to be wrong about this.
Yep.
Sarah's racist is freaking me out. Natalie watching from Australia. Yep, sucks to be right. Praying for you all over there. Thank you.
Natalie, can we come stay with you, please?
Kathy writes, white privilege at its best or worst. We have to hold the senators who are supporting him and encouraging the lies he is spreading are just as accountable as he is. Sadly, Josh Hawley is the senator of my state. Now, this is the other thing. Remember when there was that kidnapping? We had a whole episode about the kidnapping of the governor of Michigan, and people were like, well, Trump didn't encourage that. Like, and this is, again, like, Trump has been egging this on all
from
along.
Day one. Yeah, and you know, this is a very reasonable question, you know, and I think CK a while down gets at this. Trump should be arrested. Right, why isn't Trump being arrested? Right, why aren't all these senators being arrested? Why aren't all these Congress people being arrested? They should be arrested. I mean, they have incited a coup. And, you know, I got to say, I was thinking, this was up Gregory and I were talking about, I can't wait to see the news feed, like, from Venezuela, you know, or Bolivia, right, from one of these banana republics that we've been, you know, crapping on for 40 years. It's like, okay, so we're now in a banana republic for real. Like, it's, we've obviously been leading up to that for at least this whole year, if not 4 or 5 years. But yeah, so here we are. And it's really freaky. Keep Mark going.
I wish I weren't so cynical, but I see this as the oligarchs pulling the strings to force the new Dem House to push for authoritarian crackdown. Because of the conflation of authoritarianism equals communism, then they can fulfill the prophecy of elect Biden and get communism. I don't know how much, like, this is the thing with these, like, how much of this is orchestrated, how much is spontaneous. I think Trump has just been pushing things in the same direction for a while and seeing what sticks. Like, I mean, historians are going to talk back about this fucking year for 2020 and 2021 for a long time, because, like, what the hell happened? Like, but we're definitely seeing people in a believing these lies, these delusions, and willing to fight for them. Like, it's been easy to joke. Like, people joke, oh, those dumb Trump supporters, they're talking like it's, you know, like the election stole from them. They're dumb. I don't even know how to talk to Uncle Gary anymore. But if you believe it's happening, like, I believe that black bodies are being shot down in the streets, right? I believe that. And so we protested. And, like, the police never really got harmed during those actions. But if I'm honest, like, if it would have happened, I wouldn't have felt – it would have been like, well, they're doing this, so there's going to be repercussions. That's all based in the realm of reality. This is all, like, how more terrifying is it to have these protests turning violent based entirely on unreality to maintain oppression? This is where I've already seen, like, well, your side is okay with protesting. Okay. People protesting for their lives against oppression is not in the same category as people protesting to maintain oppression, especially when they're doing it from a place of, you know, bananas.
This is probably the original fake moral equivalence, right?
Yeah, it's not moral equivalent at all. Stephen writes, this is so tough to watch, and the lack of hand-wringing from the same people who criticized BLM and Antifa this summer is telling. Kathleen writes, how come the BLM protesters couldn't get near the Capitol? Yes, but these freaks were able to get to the second floor. Inside help? I just think...
No, it's not inside help. There's just nobody there. I mean, I watched the video of it. There's, as I said, there's like three guys there with these little green suits on. They didn't even have guns. The Capitol Police didn't even have weapons. And, they pushed right past them. They took their shields. This one guy is smashing the window with the cop shields that he took. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Well, it's unbelievable. All these people have American flags. And so, like, cops think, oh, these are our people. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if the president hadn't said something like, let's keep the police presence to a minimum. These are the good folks. I mean, who knows? I don't know.
Well, the Capitol Police folks said they were, quote, prepared. But again, I think that the part of this is this issue of not being willing to believe what's going on right in front of your face. I mean, we talk about the unreality of the Trump people, but see, I also think there's this unreality of the non-Trump people, of not believing this, not seeing this, you know, and that's why I say, you know, Mark and I take all this crap for being negative. You know, friends text me like, oh, you guys, you know, you're so glum, and I'm very optimistic. Everything's going to be fine. You know, our senator, Amy Klobuchar, was on PBS last night. I happened to catch her, and she's like, oh, yes, you know, Joe Biden will be president. Everything will be fine. I'm one of the vote takers. I will be there. Nothing will go wrong. And I'm just like, are you paying attention to anything? And, you know, and then when you see the way Trump turns on everybody in the GOP, you know, but then these other GOP people think, oh, we can kind of manage Trump, right? You know, we've had 4 years of people saying that. Oh, we can manage him. He'll learn. He'll get a little better. Oh, now we've impeached him. He'll behave. What planet are you on?
He doesn't care about that. He can't. No. Stephen writes, he would literally fiddle as the Capitol burned if he had a shred of artistry in him, which, of course, he doesn't. Oren, hey, Oren, also says, Nero watching Rome burn as he plays his fiddle from the hilltop. I'm sure that analogy will be a ripe one for many years.
Which, by the way, for all the fiddle players who I love, we must note that the fiddle was not invented when Nero was emperor, so he would not have been fiddling. He might have been like looting, banging on the gong or something.
Looting or playing some sort of
yes. There you go. Playing liar. You would have been a liar.
He is a liar. CK writes, as an anarchist, I'm like, fuck yes, but this is not about justice. If POC were doing this, they would all be killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what CK is saying, like, the idea of someone storming the Capitol by itself isn't bad if it's done for the right reasons. Like, if slaves had stormed the Capitol during the, like, you know, like, there's all sorts of contexts where that could be, wow, this makes sense. But this is not, I just want to drive it and stop with the moral equivalences. This is the opposite. Just Colin writes,
this is the oppressors trying to hold on to power. That's what this is.
CNN, willfully ignorant on this point, is repeatedly calling the fascist mob anarchists. Oh Jesus in heaven, why am I surprised about that? Caught me off guard just then. I'm like, what? Oh, my God.
Of course.
Yes. Radical political development of these pundits is laughable.
Yeah.
Adam writes,
I know. Like, why aren't we on CNN?
I don't know. With our massive following.
Yeah, that's right.
We'd get a show.
Yeah.
Adam writes, it would absolutely be a massacre if these were actions by any people oppressed by white supremacy. POWs.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that acronym. So thanks for adding it to the repertoire. Bert. Hey, Bert. The news won't even call them anything value laden. They're just protesters.
Right.
Okay. So protesters, which is too kind of a word. Anarchists, which is not the right word at all. What's the best word to call these folks? Like, it, from a journalistic perspective, I could call them ass wipes or dickwits, but that's probably not what's even. Like, what would be the best term?
Well, they are a mob aiding a fascist dictator.
A fascist mob?
That's what they are.
White supremacist
mob? Yeah, fascist mob. Yeah. I mean, because again, protester is not even an appropriate word because they're not protesting anything. I mean, that is your point about this is something that's happening that is unreal, right? There is nothing happening that they are protesting, right? There's no injustice. There's nothing that happened to them. They didn't get anything taken away from them, right? They lost an election and they want power, and their person who is in power wants to stay in power. So this is a mob aiding in a coup. That's what this is. And yeah, and you're absolutely right. The news has been unbelievably derelict in reporting on this all along. They have refused to call what Trump is doing as a coup. They have refused, you know, the Congress has refused to impeach him over this. You know, and all of these people, I mean, if indeed Congress gets back into session, which I'm not optimistic about at all, but if indeed, it will be fascinating to see if these GOP folks dig in, you know, and just say, well, yeah, see, there are all these angry people who are concerned about the election. We have to placate them.
So they're posting the tweet, which I mentioned earlier about Trump saying, calm down. This is the actual words, which actually seems sinister to me. He says, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. I hope that isn't some sort of, like, it just feels collusion-y to me. I don't know. Like, I'm just going to read because I don't trust police. Like, you know, what we've been saying, Trump should be arrested. I don't know who would be best to do that arresting. And I'm also worried, like, ethically, yes, but I would be worried about if he was in custody, how that could explode these Trump supporters. We're in a really tense situation.
Like,
this isn't people with pink hats storming Washington. This isn't a protest.
No, this is not a protest, a coup.
Jeremy writes, some Twitter feeds are reporting that some of the mob's actually marching in behind Confederate flags. Color me surprised. Adam writes, only because they refuse to call them white supremacist terrorists. Yes, that's really.
Yeah.
Guns, how about a brick, a snowball?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Max and Sarah were bringing this up just now. We're talking about it because they were involved, in these Aurora protests, right? They were saying that the police station in Aurora was better defended, in Aurora, Colorado, was better defended than the U.S. Capitol. And when some of the protesters, brought water along to the protest.
Yes.
Right, this is getting to Adam's point. Right, the water bottles. The city council person said that they were setting up a field medical station and that this was proving that they were getting ready to violently attack the police station. Right? Yeah. That's the response to actual protesters. You see, these are people that are aligned with the white supremacists who are running the government, which is why they're not being treated as problematic people. And this is what we have to recognize. I mean, this is whiteness's last gasp, or maybe not last, but this is the attempt, a blatant attempt to hold power. And the other day, there's this woman who's the head of this great organization that's been organizing the Latino vote, kind of along the lines of what Stacey Abrams has been doing in Georgia. And she was on the other night, and she explicitly said, okay, we did it in Georgia. Texas is next. Arizona's next. New Mexico's next. And see, this is the thing. White people hear this and they go, we're fucked, right? We are not going to maintain our hegemony. We're going to have to share with these horrible, uncivilized, unwashed brown and black people, un-American brown and black people. Yeah. And so we have to take over. If they beat us in election, we have to take over. So this is not protesting. This is a fascist takeover.
Colin writes, you don't surprise a government with a surveillance apparatus like ours unless you're A, genius tactician. I don't think that's not the option. Or B, have the support of someone with power. I'm looking forward to learning those details.
Yeah.
If we find those details sooner than later. Bert writes, the news is also falling over themselves to point out how nonviolent it's been. Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
Every time I part of a protest. Like every protest I've ever been a part of that's had more than a couple hundred people has been labeled by the media as violent. And then when I tell people it wasn't violent, they call me a liar. Like, I don't know. And I'm like, I'm usually standing at the front. Right. I would have known.
Yeah.
Tyler writes, Trump, I'm the least racist person anyone's going to meet. Yeah. Thanks for bringing back that nugget.
Kelly Loeffler, she was also the boneless racist. Yeah.
Jumping ahead to Max, totally been thinking about Bolivia all day. Yeah, when they don't even have a coup and it gets called a coup, and we're having a coup and it doesn't. It's astonishing. Right. Mike writes, if this happened anywhere else, we would call it a failed state.
We've been calling it a failed state for a while.
That's been our end credit subtitle for some of our slides. Yeah. But Rochelle writes, the model they're following is stochastic terrorism. Make a vague enough statement to allow people to draw their own conclusions, but gives you space for deniability. Yeah, Trump is actually really effective at that.
Right.
And this is where when people poo-poo him as just being an idiot man-child, it doesn't really recognize the power and his capacity to get stuff done that he wants.
Right.
I mean, Chris writes, por qué no los dos? I don't understand.
Why is something not two or something? Sorry. Nourish.
Julia writes, and they're letting the coup accomplices just walk away after being cleared from inside of the Capitol building.
Of course. Right. So that's the other amazing thing, right? I mean, so here it is. It's like, oh, yes, you know, you guys, you're so angry. You're so upset. You have such legitimate grievances about the election. We can understand how you need to act out a little bit. So now you can just leave. Seriously? So like people that were stolen from their continent and killed and beaten and raped and murdered for 400 years, like they don't have any legitimate grievances that we could maybe just cut them some slack on? It's just,
Yeah. Like anyone who would have set foot in, hypocrisy. We're just calling out this low hanging fruit at this point. Adam writes, nobody there is also another form of support. I agree. I would not be surprised at all if Trump didn't ask people to back off. Becca writes, they practiced during Oh, go ahead.
Well, then. Or again, the thing about that, and this is where the systemic thing is. I don't know that Trump, called the mayor of D.C. and said, don't have any police there. But this is the systemic thing, right? White people are nice, good, civilized people. We don't need to be worried about them. We don't need to show up with thousands of robocops, to protect us from them. They're just being loud and they're just expressing stuff and they had little food tents and they're going to have a picnic, right? And so the system is geared to think that way. And so I'm not surprised at all that there were no cops there, basically. I saw like two guys walking by with a dog, right? It's just like, but because that's the way the system thinks and feels. And then when they act out, they're like, boys will be boys. They're just a little pissed off. Let them go home. That's fine.
Oh, good stuff. Becca writes, they practiced during the anti-mask protests. It seemed to work well for them then too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've had people shutting down, county commissioners, state capitals, the people smashed through in Oregon. What was that? Just 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, broke into the state capitol. And there's been zero accountability for these white mobs.
Yeah.
Nobody's been arrested. Nobody's been charged.
It's definitely been an escalation, and there has not been the same response as when Black Lives Matter protests continue. Because like now, if there was a big protest, they would just go right for the jugular. They wouldn't do what they used to do a few years ago, kind of give more space. But that's not what we're seeing with these anti-maskers and Trump enthusiasts. Colin writes, not going to lie, though, it's nice to finally see some fascist infighting for a change. Well, you got to get the little glimmers of joy where you can, Colin. Stephen writes, hardly glum. I really appreciate you two being voices of reason these days. Something I'm not usually accused much of. And this is the other thing. You get called glum and it's like an insult, but I've just been called glum my whole life. So I'm like, oh yeah.
Well, I have too.
Fair enough. Eva writes, watching liberals failing to mention the fact that police did not use tear gas or rubber bullets, let alone the most lethal tool they have against armed neo-Nazis. Let's not mention how the DC police, as one of the most militarized police forces in the world, are incapable of somehow stopping armed Nazis from getting into the building in the first place. Becca, reminding, now we've impeached him, he'll behave. I remember that. People said that. And that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Well, not really, but it's up there.
Yeah. So this is the hilarious thing again about the system and whiteness. I'm just watching the CNN live feed. Schumer and Pelosi issued joint statement calling on Trump to demand rioters leave immediately. Like, what? Why aren't the cops there arresting the rioters and dragging them off? Why do we have to have Trump demand that they leave? You be bad people. You need to just go away and calm down.
You get a timeout.
really get a time out.
Gilbert writes, when darkness falls tonight. Ceres writes, I fear there will be a murder. Stephen writes, pan fluting while Rome burns doesn't have the same ring to it. No, but it's a funnier picture in your head, though. Orin writes, yes, I learned in college the story isn't true, but the story is still relevant in this case. Again, the fiddling. Because it's such a wonderful image.
Yeah, so it is good.
Yeah. It is good. Max writes, so it's also just like, what power are they going to lose with Biden-Harris?
Right. Yeah, I mean, well, but the thing is, the power that they're going to lose is that mediocre white people are not going to get to occupy all the best jobs, right? I mean, that's what it is. And that's the thing, is that, again, if one recognizes that a pluralistic world is an okay thing, then you realize that, oh yeah, of course Biden is conservative. Of course Kamala is conservative. They're not gonna take away guns. I mean, that's one of the most hilarious things to me, having worked on gun issues since I was in high school. There is no politician in America that is ever going to take away anybody's guns, right? These are not the real issues. The real issue is, look at who is vice president now. Look at what he looks like. Look at the little fly on his brilliant silver hair. And look at who is coming in now as the next vice president. That's the problem. Right. From these people's points of view, that's the problem, is that a mediocre, theologically bankrupt, total asswipe, you know, racist pig who has done horrible things for human beings, trans people and everything, he gets to be vice president under white supremacy. And now you've got a mixed race woman who's way smarter than him, who's way better and more qualified than him. And she now gets that job because that job is now open to more than mediocre white men. And so that's the power that they're going to lose, right? And that evokes this visceral reaction to try to keep that power.
Mm-hmm. And the fear is that, again, this language of communism or socialism is funny, but at the same time, in their mind, like, once that wall that protects Western civilization falls, then it's just a slippery slope. And everything to the other side of the wall is kind of all vaguely the same to them. Just like how many in my circle will call even maybe democratic socialists still fascist. Like people like as though someone on that side of the wall is, there's that tendency, but then also they have a reason to be afraid. If their whole goal is holding on to white supremacy, that they're going to lose it. I mean, it's just a dumb fear because they don't know what's best for themselves.
Yeah.
Anyways, Mark writes, aren't they insurrectionists? Maybe. I just think insurrection is too cool of a word. I don't want them to have it.
Well, and the other issue with insurrectionism is that insurrectionists are usually against the government in a certain way.
These
people are wanting to maintain the government in a certain way.
they're fighting for the status quo, so it's hard to call that insurrection. Yeah, good point. Marsha writes, it's time for the USA to take a moral stand and clean up its act. Enough of coddling Confederate belief systems. And Biden is apparently speaking live now. Yeah. If anybody wants to post anything he's saying, we're not probably going to be on. I don't know how much longer we're going to be on. This is all impromptu.
Yeah. This is
we were called
into action.
It's a cooster fire. That's
cooster
a
fire.
I appreciate the attempt at a pun.
There we go.
Whenever you read those Trump tweets, my dog starts going crazy.
That's great. Nice. You trained your dog to be able to do that.
To hear dog whistles, yeah. I was horrified to see more than 100 stand up and applaud the protest of the election results. I didn't think it could get worse, but then it did.
Yeah.
Julia asks, what's your take on Trump's tweet earlier today denouncing Pence? The only thing I'm aware of him saying is that he hopes that Pence has the courage to do what's right. Yeah. Is there more to it than that?
Well, no, I mean, it's just the same standard Trump stuff, is that anybody that doesn't agree with you is immediately, you know, shit on and abused and bullied and, you know, Pence had the guts to come in and say, I'm not going to overturn the election. And that was the end of that.
Shoto writes, Shoto, choosedemocracy.us/Kuo meter have not quite risen to attempt a coup, and they're updating comments. Yeah, like, okay. I mean, this isn't really this is the thing. This itself isn't the sum totality of the coup, if there is anything going to be coup-like. This is the spark of crossing a line towards using physical force to seize the machinations of government in order to maintain status quo. So the concern, I think, would be how this escalates, where things go from here. And if this just stops with a couple people shot and killed, which isn't great, then that would be a failed attempt. So I hope the meter doesn't get any higher, is what I'm saying. Julia writes, 3 serious injuries and 1 death via gun was reported on MSNBC, unsubstantiated as of yet, though I did see a mortally injured woman being wheeled out on a stretcher, bloody too. Vershal writes, instead of sucks to be right t-shirt, I want Dan's face with we've been calling a failed state for a while. Dan and Max, I mean Mark. I want my face on there too. Because I have a face made for t-shirts.
You do. Steven much Wright, more photogenic than I am. this is a great comment, Steven.
Maybe Susan Collins can tell us more about how much Trump has learned since being impeached.
Nice. Really, Alan, are you watching? He's a big Susan Collins fan. Right. I mean, Susan Collins is the perfect example of somebody who is unbelievably complicit in this. You know, all of her pearl clutching, hand wringing, oh, this is so terrible. I'm giving deep consideration to this incredibly fascist thing that I'm about to vote for. I really have I'm struggling really hard, really hard. Oh, yes, I'll vote for it. Right. Every single time. Unbelievable, you know, just sack of dung masquerading as a human being.
Catherine writes, I've been surprised it was that easy for armed Nazis to get into the U.S. Capitol. I've never been, but other official buildings I've visited were built like fortresses, especially post 9/11. I think it's right to be pointing out, like, why that seemed way too easy. It's like easier than even storming the Minnesota State Capitol would be.
Yeah, so, like, well, there was nobody there. There was a little fence, and they took their shield and broke a window and got in.
Kathleen writes, thank you for doing this. I felt really alone earlier. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Adam says, Drumpf demanding they leave is a hollow joke.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. It is. Kathleen says, obviously super anxious here and don't want to discount the possibility that they will manage to succeed in a coup. Any guesses on what happens next in various scenarios?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's quite possible that by evening, especially if things do not come down, you know, the next move is for Trump to declare martial law, say, well, there's violence in the streets. You know, and this is what they've been doing. See, is they create the problem. And then they say, oh, look, there's a problem. We have to respond to the problem, right? So this has been the thing that all these senators and Congress people have been saying. Well, there are a lot of people think there's election fraud. They haven't said, well, why do they think that? They think that because the president has been lying through his teeth and everybody else has been lying through their teeth. So now they've created the violence. So they needed the violence to invoke the Insurrection Act. And so Trump invokes the Insurrection Act and says, well, things are too dangerous. Things are too dangerous for Congress to convene. And so we can't certify the election. And so there can't be a transfer of power. You know, that to me is the most obvious way that this is heading.
So there's that scenario. There's the scenario of just it stopping here and things move ahead. That's also possible. I don't know. I'm not going to even begin to predict which is more likely. There's also the thing that I'm concerned about is like Dan's scenario subset B would be that this sparks kind of the evil twin of the George Floyd protests. Mm-hmm. Well, instead of a people rising up for justice that has been long denied, white supremacist pieces of living excrement feel emboldened and start doing likewise. And then in that sense, it really would be martial law that might, like, in the scenario, it's like even be, it adds even more legitimacy to Trump doing that. And that terrifies me. So, and then, and this is the other thing, like, I'm a leftist, like, I bleed red. So if these white supremacists take to the street, I know my people are going to take to the streets too, to stand against them. And that is going to cause, like, liberal people to be more likely to concede and do dumb things like, well, let's just move on and be happy. But in the short term, kind of clashes on the streets is not really an exciting thing. So it could go all kinds of ways. Dan, yeah. I'm not quite sure I fully comprehend how you feel about Pence. Could you go over that again?
Well, luckily for you, Mark, these are recorded, so you can watch it later.
Just rewind, repeat.
Just put it on a loop.
Adam says they're apparently on the Senate floor. I haven't.
I've not seen
that yet. But, like, all I have is the Washington Post page, and I'm just hitting refresh.
Oh, yeah, the latest on CNN is that smoke grenades are being deployed on the Senate side of the U.S. Capitol.
The latest from the Washington Post is that Washington region's metro system will close early because of unrest. So they're shutting down.
Yeah. And there's been a 6 o'clock curfew.
Yeah. So, okay. So getting back to more comments, they're not special anymore.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the white terror, right? They're not special anymore.
Catherine writes, I know it wouldn't work, but I fantasize about a subscription where we send daily footage of actual leftists complaining about Biden, conservatives accepting that he has more in common with them than with radical socialism.
Yeah, I don't think it would work. It's a good idea, though. Yeah.
Jeremy writes, Trump just posted a video to Twitter telling people to go home peacefully, but reiterated that the election was stolen. Of course, election was stolen from them. Yeah. Go home in peace. It's like, you have every right to be protesting, but chill out.
Yeah,
that's kind of what he's saying, but he's winking as he says it. That's kind of how I'm imagining it in my head. Racism is selfish self-destruction. Another term, chicken coup. Tyler says, ask someone on the right what socialism or communism is, and you'll get a different, absurd, ignorant answer from each one. These people think that Biden and Harris are communists.
Yeah.
Jeremy's asking for the soul. Like, I'm assuming his response to Adam.
Chicken coup. No, chicken coup for the soul.
Oh, chicken coop for the... Oh. And also racism is selfish self-destruction for the soul.
There we go.
Soulless. Chicken soup for the soulless. Michael writes, I think their ability to get into the Capitol building is a result of the specific conditions of the through line between MAGA folks and cops. I think that's fairly accurate. Intentional or not is irrelevant because that's such a strong bond.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Twitter already fact checked, blocked it from sharing Trump's claim of the elections.
Yeah. I mean, this is another thing I want to say. Twitter is absolutely complicit in all of this.
For sure.
I mean, the CEO of Twitter should also be arrested for treason. The fact that he has not shut down Trump's Twitter feed, all these Twitter feeds, has absolutely contributed to this. And for him to be able to hide behind or pretend to try to hide behind free speech is complete bullshit. Free speech is not limitless, right? You cannot yell fire in a crowded theater. And Twitter has simply allowed this to go on and on and on when it's been absolutely obvious what is happening and what this guy is up to. And, they are complicit. They should be thrown in jail just with along with all these other folks.
Kathleen points out also that they were on the Senate floor. I would love more information.
The protesters were on the Senate floor. I mean, there was a photograph of this one guy sitting in, you know, the president of the Senate's chair.
When Dan said, "Hey, we're going to go live," I was like, I kind of vaguely knew what it was about, but I was watching the history of swear words in between doing work, so I was not paying attention.
So you were perfectly prepped for this, though.
Shit. Yes. Lisa says, there's always Canada. Let's breach the post office. Becker writes, but what would the National Guard do? Shoot the fascists? To me, this is part of, like, if I were Trump, just imagine, if I were Trump, I would be thinking, like, every successful coup that I'm aware of needs some level of military support. So forcing a military to take some sort of side is exactly the sort of thing that Trump would need to do. If he didn't see a clear pathway to declaring martial law or maintaining martial law in the long term, like he has to get the military on his side.
Yeah, but again, Becca, the whole thing would be a trick. No, the National Guard would not be there to shoot the fascists. The National Guard would be there to keep peace. So they would all stand there and they would have a nice picnic with the dumpites. And they would say, oh, now we've closed down the Capitol because it's too dangerous. So many people are mad. This is really bad. And we just have to calm down and Congress can't do its thing because, you know, it just got too disrupted. And so, no, the National Guard would be on the side of the fascists. And then the fascists would be happy because they would have succeeded in shutting down counting the vote and certifying it.
Colin writes, anyone remember Trump posting a meme of himself fiddling in March of 2020 with the text over, my next piece is called No One Can Stop What Is Coming? He added, who knows what this means, but it sounds good to me. Is that, I want to see that.
No, I didn't see that.
I don't remember that. Ceres writes, how do we move from here? How do we protect each other?
Yeah.
This is hard. Like, this is the thing. This is the shitty thing. Like, one of the many shitty things. People have been organizing around these issues, like most recently with George Floyd and then some stuff that's happened elsewhere. But like, we're seeing a lack of being able to mount as much of a resistance because we're tired. And so we're already hard enough to like fight the stuff we already had. So adding this on top is really cruel. From that level, but then also like our capacity, like this is what oppressors do. Like they triple down on their oppressions and make it hard. So how do we support each other? I don't know. That's the great question.
Yeah.
What does it mean? Like, how do we begin to, like, I'm assuming if protests start breaking out, there'll be counter protests. And there'll be somebody like at this pandemic, you know, the pandemic plus a Trump martial law is a real recipe for nasty.
Yep.
So the questions. Yeah. But the military hates him. The men kind of like, feel like the generals would rather have somebody else.
Yeah. Again, to me, this has been one of the, one of the taglines that I've been hearing all the time, largely coming from anti-Trumpers who, you know, I hate to say this, series, but we want to make ourselves relaxed and calm down and feel better and go, oh, well, at least the military hates him. Michael Flynn was a 4-star general of the Marines, and he is advocating martial law. The military is a very big organization. Yeah, there are a lot of military officers that hate him. But there are a lot of people in the military who are white supremacists. And there are plenty of people in the military that do not hate him. And so I feel like it is, again, wandering into that sort of unreal world to think, oh, yeah, no, the military would never do this. I don't think that's true. And that's the thing about these kinds of events and the way that they roll and unfold is that people get tricked sort of into doing all kinds of things, which at the moment they think, oh, this is a logical, good thing to do. Like martial law and, oh, it'll just be temporary. You know, we'll just get everything under control. I have no trouble thinking that Trump can pick up the phone and call Michael Flynn and say, who are the officers that I need to call? And he would give him a list of names. I just, The idea that the military as a whole hates Trump and would never do anything to support him, I just don't think that's true.
My sense is that most soldiers hated being in Vietnam, and they still did all sorts of shit. So, like, this,
yeah, I went anyway.
If there's not a transfer of power, Trump is still commander in chief, and the military follows orders. And so I could see some people resigning. I could see some people trying to weather the storm, and I could see some people getting excited about it. But I don't know if there's enough clear factions. Like, I don't know if Trump declared martial law and we don't have a transfer of power going into like February or March, I don't see Biden hanging out in the bunker of, like, in some state having a shadow government. Like, I don't see where this goes. This is just terrifying to even think about. Again, insider and chief needs to get hauled off to prison. Maybe he doesn't get to make it to prison. Yeah. A little threat there with my raised eyebrows. A National Guard was happy to support violence and fascism in the Twin Cities. It was really shitty.
Yeah.
It was really shitty.
Absolutely.
Webb writes, hey, Webb, the military is part of the deep state that does not just jump on wild hairs attempts to attempted coups. It's really hard to imagine how DT can say. He's the commander in chief. Like, who are they going to – who's going to give the counter orders? And so then if you have the military refusing to follow the order of commander-in-chief, that itself is a coup. So, like, the coup's all the way down, baby. Like, it's just somewhere – like,
it's coup's all the way down.
It doesn't really help. Like, it's – and if somehow, like, there's not a official transfer of power and they just – the military backs Biden, like, it's just – even in that scenario, it's not a good scenario because there's still going to be – this unaccountable Trumpian faction. Like, at the end, we have to figure out how does Trump get held accountable and how does he transfer power? Yeah. And right now he's resisting that with everything he's got. And he has the power to do that. But I hope you're right. I hope, like, somehow that a bunch of five-star generals or the Joint Chiefs of Staff sits down with Trump and says, I will refuse to support you. And, like, he backs down. Like, that'd be great. Adam writes, it's my understanding that Army leadership does not respect him, but police and National Guard seem to be huge supporters. There are so many facets of the military. And let's not forget the wild card here, Space Force. No. Space Force. They got Trump's back with their space lasers. Adam writes, counter coup over the counter coup. Don't be too quick to count the chickens in your coup. Maybe we can end on that. Maybe.
So no, I think we'll end on serious comments here this is going to be hilarious. I think we need to call for international a coalition of the willing to come in and save the United States from the government takeover.
It's like those articles that are written about the United States about in the way that we talk about them, like. UN sends troops to stabilize the United States, which has been taken over by a warlord, basically. Right.
So, all right. Well, we've been on for almost an hour now. Thanks for showing up. And we appreciate all of you. We certainly appreciate how horribly difficult this is. This just feels terrible and completely insane.
Something for Julian posted a news blurb. Bipartisan agreement struck to finish the work counting votes from a secure location. That's positive. Really? That's positive.
Would be very good.
It would be very helpful.
I'm not seeing that yet, but
This is overturning civil. Like, if this thing gets kind of stilled, we still have time before inauguration for bad things to happen. I hope I hope we're being overly glum and that things just tomorrow are just normal and everyone can laugh or something. I don't know, but it's not funny to me. This is the closest we've been in my lifetime to something like this in the society.
I've never seen anything like this before.
It's nasty. Adam sums up best. Love y'all. Be safe.
Yeah. We love you too. And, depending on how things unfold, maybe we'll go back on later tonight. We'll certainly be back on tomorrow. And so thanks for being a great community for us and for each other. And we really, really appreciate that. So
and
you guys are awesome.
And with the reminder of Series' words, like, how do we support and take care of each other?
Yeah, it's like, we gotta support and take care of each other.
Taking with me. I'll see you next time.
All right, bye for now.